The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, December 15, 2021. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Tuesday described the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America, People's Trade Treaty, ABA TCP, as a real morale fortress that honors the region. At the closing ceremony of the 20th ALBA TCP summit, the Cuban leader recalled this initiative foundation 17 years ago by leaders Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez. During all these years of ordeal, ALBA TCP championed and kept brotherhood and defense of national sovereignty, he said. He recognized the relevance of the alliance in the nearly 2 years of the pandemic. Cuban scientists assured Monday before the first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, that they could have ready before the end of the year the prototype of the Soberana Plus vaccine against the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The general director of the Finlay Vaccine Institute, Vicente Veres, pointed out that the nation is working at an accelerated pace using all the collaboration networks, but ratified that the most important thing is to move forward with the booster doses. At the meeting, the Dean of the Faculty of Mathematics and Computer Science of the University of Havana, Raul Guinovart, said that in the coming weeks, the decreasing trend in the incidence of the disease on the island should be maintained. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro Moros expressed his confidence in the ALBA TCP capacity to respond to the needs of the Latin American peoples from an inclusive and supportive outlook. Maduro gave a speech during a cultural-political event at the closing ceremony of the 20th Summit of the Bolivarian Alternative for the Peoples of our America, People's Trade Agreement, ALBA TCP. He assured that the founding of the alliance 17 years ago is an act of firmness by leaders Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez ahead of domination forms regional peoples have been subjected to. Only together the dream of development, stability, true and growing well-being of our peoples will be possible, he said. And in the international agenda, we have that. The 20th ALBA TCP summit concluded with the adoption of political consensus agreements and an action plan that endorses its independent course for integration and against U.S. interference. This was the consensus reached in Havana by the heads of state and representatives of the 10 nations that make up the Bolivarian Alternative for the Peoples of our America Trade Treaty of the Peoples, ALBA TCP. ALBA TCP is the alternative against the new economic colonialism, states the final declaration summarized by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel. The Havana Declaration thanked Cuba for its contribution to other peoples and rejected Washington's blockade against the largest Caribbean island and its inclusion in a unilateral U.S. list on charges of terrorism. It also expresses solidarity with Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Bolivia. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, in his closing speech at the 20th ALBA TCP summit, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel slashed out at the so-called Democracy Summit, called virtually and unilaterally by the U.S. government. Díaz-Canel said that participants at the Democracy Summit turned a blind eye to massacres and repression of social protests in Latin America, resulting in deaths and injuries. He assured that sanctions and other punitive measures will not be able to subdue the Cuban, Venezuelan, and Nicaraguan peoples, while stressing that the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America People's Trade Agreement will work for the dignity and possible happiness of its people. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.